advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with either Dr. Vandegrift or today Dr. Brian Adler. And today we're going to be talking about memory loss. Now, I think we've all experienced those senior moments at times, and as you get older, it does indeed seem to occur more frequently. Let's find out why. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, I know that this is for the vast majority of people, if not all people, a normal aspect of aging. But in some cases, I've noticed it happening more frequently, and it is a little concerning. It is a normal part of our aging process, is it not?
For many of us, that is true. Again, particularly with many of my senior patients, it's a frequent complaint that folks are coming in and they're mentioning to me that they're forgetful of names. They might forget where they put things. Often, again, it's a family member that brings it to my attention. And usually my job is to try to sort out, you know, what is normal for age and what is related to an underlying condition. And usually the answer to that really comes more with the rapidity and the change in the frequency of the problem. For example, you know, many people have had sort of a slow decline with their ability to recall things, and that may have changed a little over several years. It becomes a bigger issue when folks come in and say, you know, this is a new problem, and it's definitely getting worse. I've noticed in the last several months it's becoming worse, and family members notice that it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And typically that's the scenario where we need to do some investigation to see what the cause of that could be.
I guess the first thing that would leap to my mind if I was noticing it happening more quickly is that I would be concerned that this would be a sign of advancing of a serious advancing problem like Alzheimer's or something, or dementia, something of that nature. But I'm hoping you're going to tell me that in a lot of cases that's not necessarily the case.
Well, again, that's the big concern most people have. And again, I think there are many other things that may contribute. People that have a strong family history of dementia or Alzheimer's, again, is something that's an important piece of information. The others, again, have to do with what are the underlying conditions that individual has. So frequently, again, many folks that I see are on a multitude of different medications. Some people are on sleeping medications, anxiety medications, medicines for depression, heart medicines, and a variety of things that can interact with one another, and often that can affect memory. So the first thing is to unravel what medicines are people taking. The second is to look at their lifestyle, because, again, many people, and again, the biggest problem, I would say, in my senior population is alcohol. And again, most individuals, when I question them about alcohol, will say, well, I don't get drunk. But when I ask them about, you know, how much they drink, typically it's more than what someone for that age, their body can handle. And again, this is a big problem we see. The effects of alcohol on the brain, particularly for people who are over 60. And again, you mix that with various medications, that the impact of that could be pretty profound. So again, these are things in the history that are very important to unravel. Many times making a change of medication, cutting alcohol, reducing medications can have a tremendous impact on memory and some of these things that are affecting folks' ability to function mentally. And again, once we've kind of sort through that, then we kind of look a little deeper. And again, that might involve doing some testing. Often we'll do scans of the brain, blood testing and things, looking for deficiencies or explanations that would contribute to the problem.
Well, we all know that our bodies, as we age, there's a physical breakdown. Is any of this caused by our brain physically breaking down and deteriorating as we get older, or is it actually the mental process itself that's just not working as it used to be?
Well, again, there's good evidence for people that truly have dementia illnesses that there is degeneration of brain cells. And again, we have seen that now, particularly in the more advanced cases of dementia. So there's definitely something going on with brain function. It's not always that, because there's other factors that contribute. There's chemicals in the brain. There's connections in the brain. And again, many things can affect that before we actually see degeneration. There's normal degeneration of the brain. So again, often we'll do scans with people who have unrelated illnesses and see that they have significant degeneration of the brain. But, you know, some of those folks that have had scans done for other reasons, you know, have no memory loss and no problem. So you can't always correlate the changes in the brain necessarily with the loss of memory or other mental function because, again, many times I've seen significant brain deterioration on scans, but they have no memory loss. They're functioning at a very high level. So it can be misleading. And again, there is no one test that we have today that can clearly show us what the cause of a particular problem is. It's, again, a little bit of a detective story. We have to kind of look at all the factors, look at all the information that we have, and try to put our best guess on, you know, what is the cause and what is the best treatment.
It's interesting. I mean, this is one of the reasons I love we do this segment every week. All my life, I've heard that that as you get older, if you did mentally challenging exercises, if you did like crossword puzzles, Sudoku, things like that, that it will help, you know, at least slow down your aging of your memory or your loss of memory. Or is that an old wives' tale? Is that true?
I think there's some truth to it. I mean, there's a lot of studies out that show that people who not just do mental games and challenge their brains, but, you know, individuals who exercise, people who engage socially, all of these things are helpful to a certain degree. Whether that's going to reverse the process for people that have an underlying disorder is not yet clear. It may slow it down in certain circumstances, but I think there's plenty of evidence out there to suggest that it helps and it's worthwhile.
Certainly don't think it can hurt.
It can't hurt, and again, I think anything that challenges the brain, just like a muscle, keeps the brain active and functioning well. Engaged in things that are active as opposed to passive, so for example, watching television or reading or just doing the internet is a passive event. It doesn't stimulate or challenge the brain. So I think active things like playing chess, Sudoku, playing cards, getting out with people socially, being involved in activities, volunteering, things that engage people definitely uses all areas of the brain, and I think that's a very helpful thing.
Very interesting, and a lot to be said for that. Now, and that'll lead me into this question, because frankly, I consider myself fairly well-read, but you surprised me when you talked about our brain. Even if folks who are not, you know, heavy drinkers, our body just can't process things like it used to. I had never really thought about that as far as having a glass of wine at dinner at time, but it certainly makes sense. So let's move that on to the food side. What about our diet? You constantly, in the days of social media now, everybody's got a clickbait. You know, everybody's got to come read this article, 5 great brain foods and all this kind of stuff. How much truth is in this certain foods that you can eat or not eat that will improve your memory or at least slow down memory loss?
Yeah, there's not a lot of good evidence to support that. There's a lot of things that are advertised on television and these sort of things, which I think are probably more misleading. There's no data out there or anything that's supported by evidence to suggest that diet really plays a big role. Now, again, with that said, you know, there's certain diets that are, you know, very high in fat and sugar and processed foods. And there's a school of thought that suggests that these are what we call inflammatory to the body. So again, we know that may play a role sometimes with joint disorders and inflammation in muscles. Whether that really plays out in the brain is not yet clear. There may be some evidence to that. And again, for people who are highly motivated to try to maintain their normal mental and physical function, and are very motivated to make any changes they can short of going on medicine, that's an important conversation to have. And some people really are willing to make these changes. You know, I'll talk to people about their diet. I'll talk to them about their activity and their engagements as far as social activities, and really try to give people, you know, every advantage they can to help themselves. And some folks who do these things really have a very good outcome. So they're all very positive and very worthwhile trying.
And think everybody out there has heard the term senior moment, know what it means, and have probably experienced at some point. If you notice those type of things occurring more frequently, if a family member or friend points out that it's been happening more frequently, probably a good time to go and talk to your health care provider. And a reminder, if you don't have a health care provider, you can always go to South Strand Internist and Urgent Care. They're located on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach, and their phone number is 843-650-4006.